Technology companies have been cautiously reporting signs of a comeback, and investors have been bidding up tech stocks. But Martin Pitchinson thinks they're not all coming back. Pitchinson runs Sherwood Partners, which is a consulting company that's helped to liquidate some high-profile dot-com failures. And he says there are so many failing companies left to dispose of that he has just relocated to Silicon Valley. Hi, Mr. Pitchinson.
Hello, Steve.
Interesting field you're in. You're kind of a grim reaper for tech firms.
Oh, not really. We're trusted advisors to the tech community. I mean, all the publicity comes around the tech closings because it seems to be a hot spot in the world right now.
Well, now, the tech economy is supposed to be improving. We've heard on this program people saying that they have some cautious optimism, but do you?
No, not at all. You know, people would say to us, Marty, you guys at Sherwood have closed so many companies down. I'll make you a bet a lot of the technology was really bad technology. I'd say, well, what do you think? They say, oh, maybe 70-80%. Probably 80-90% was great technology. Talk about the wireless space, and everyone's now jumping into Wi-Fi, where you're able to use your computer without a hard connection. Sitting at Starbucks, for example, they have a Wi-Fi connection. Okay, they're all excited about it. Well, whippy-doo, what happens when you leave Starbucks? The next phase within 4 to 5 years is going to be WiMAX. Wi-Fi goes hundreds of feet. WiMAX goes 25 to 30 miles.
So what's happening here is that there are technology firms jumping into something that seems exciting, like wireless internet, but as quickly as they can get the businesses started up, there's a new technology that leapfrogs over them and leaves them in the dust. From the perspective of your company, which does business when other companies are failing, what does the market look like right now in Silicon Valley?
We are now going through, I think, the final shakeout stage. According to the Ernst & Young report a few months ago, there were still about 7,000 companies funded since 2000. When you have five players in the same space or 50 players in the same space, they can't all win.
When a technology company goes under, are you the guy who ends up with responsibility for selling off the assets?
Yes, we're the premier player in that, you know, in that section. We do sell off the assets.
What are some of the strangest things you've ended up having to sell off?
Well, we'll sell off, for example, 100,000 baseball caps that are sitting in the warehouse. If you and I want to assume that the baseball caps, by giving them out to customers, would have been a vehicle to bring business in, why weren't they given out? So,
why weren't they given out? These are with corporate logos on them or something like that.
You got it. So I was able to, but I did get a good price for them. I got 10 cents a piece.
Who bought them?
A liquidator for 10 cents. He'll go to a swap meet and sell them for a buck.
I guess you could rip off the thing or something like that.
No. These were really nice stitched, hats. I mean, no one went second quality here.
What are some other assets you've sold off in the last couple of years?
Well, a part of the problem, we saw a lot of companies taking excess real estate. Okay, where they needed 30,000 square feet and they had 150,000 square feet. We've been into situations where we would see companies with 1,000 desks fully equipped with brand new computers, phones, all ready to go when the employees came in, but yet there was only 150 employees. We just saw a lot of overspending preparing for an event that may or may not happen. It wasn't good business.
Are you telling me that technology executives haven't learned anything from the last 3 or 4 years of disasters?
They've learned little.
Martin Pitchinson is the head of Sherwood Partners, and he's now in Silicon Valley. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve. It was nice talking to you.